Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning into my podcast today. I haven't made an individual podcast just with myself for a little while. As I said before, I'd like to, get more guests on this podcast and, have as many people on here to talk as possible because I really want to learn myself and, I don't know everything and I want to surround myself with smart individuals. That being said, so today's podcast kind of came from just an idea I had on a walk. Usually I don't really force podcasts. I usually wait until I have an idea to, talk about or a topic to talk about. Today's podcast is kind of going to be discussing about, my view on life, my view on why I do certain things and, my view on what my purpose is in this life. I think this is a question that everyone at some point in their life asks, What am I supposed to do with my life? Like, what am I here for? And I'm not talking about necessarily career wise, everyone has a different career. And I think, you can do this, what I'm going to talk about, regardless of your career. But I think it's the main thing in my life that I look at is what is my impact? How am I impacting others? Every single day there's 24 hours in the day. How am I impacting people in life? Are my actions negative? Are my actions positive impacts? What am I whatever I'm doing, what is occurring after I do something like, write something or talk to someone? Like, how am I coming across in the world, And I don't really think about how it's impacting me. Like, I don't really think about, people judging me, how people view me and stuff like that. I mean, I take that into account. I try to portray myself as a good individual. Am I perfect? No. Have I had some downfalls? Yeah, of course. But I always try to look, how am I impacting other people, not myself? For example, I'm running a company right now called WeGo, that's developing a social media platform that is going to be out soon. And my main focus is to help people achieve their goals. And I was interviewed the other day by someone, that podcast will be up hopefully in a week or so, but he asked me, he said, why do you do this? Why do you do WeGo? Is it because of your own goal setting journey? Like, is it because of your own personal experience? I said, yes and no. It's partially due to my personal experience, but it also has a lot to do with the fact that I saw a common issue in people's lives that they didn't have a supportive and positive and productive platform to go on and, connect with like-minded individuals. So my focus is the user. It's not like, how much money can I make off this app? There's a lot of other ways to make a lot of money in this world, right? You could do a lot of different things. And, I'm not saying those things are bad at all. I'm just saying that that's someone's personal choice. You can go work and invest in banking and you can do different things and make a lot of money, and that's great. You can do a lot of great stuff with that money. And by all means, my end goal is obviously, hopefully to make some money with WeGo to support me and my family and my future endeavors. But my main focus is, that's my end goal, obviously, on a personal level of, growth. But I think the main focus of the company is not only to be profitable in the long term, but it's also to, focus on helping as many people as possible. And I know this kind of sounds cliche, but I genuinely believe that is more important than making a lot of money. I get I'm more excited and more, driven by impacting individuals and, let's say, breaking a profit or making some money off something. If I can impact someone in some way, even if that's one or two people, I'm happy. And I think the biggest thing that, so far with my WeGo journey is just the growth in the team and the growth of people who are really interested in just helping out with this mission and with this app, right? It's just amazing how many people connect with it and just want to learn, and I want to help them as much as possible. And that's my goal in the end of the day. I think sometimes people get upset because, they put themselves out there, especially, with art, because I think entrepreneurship is a kind of art. You put yourself out there with music, painting, or entrepreneurship, and sometimes the world doesn't respond the way you want them to. Sometimes they say, yeah, we don't want this, it's not good. And you know, you kind of feel like your efforts are wasted. But I don't think that way. I think that if I can impact someone with my work, and my ideas and my overall mission in life, I think I've been successful to some degree. I talked about this previously in other podcasts about, you know, how do you measure success, you know? And everyone is different. Everyone views success in a different way. But I am seeing that what I think success is in my own life is how I impact individuals. Am I doing something for them to make them happy, you know? And it could be the littlest thing, you know? I remember, I haven't done this in a while, but I used to text my friends some mornings and just say, you're amazing. Just remember that. Like, you're amazing. And I would make posts on Facebook just reminding people how amazing they are. And like, even though I, you know, may not feel that, you know, it's just something small you can do. Because imagine if someone said, you're amazing. Like, imagine if I'm saying to you right now, which you are amazing. That makes you feel good. It makes you feel good. And it takes 2 seconds to say. And regardless of if you know this person or not, it just, you want to spread positivity, because if you spread positivity, you're going to get positivity back. We live in a very negative world with a lot of people focused on themselves. And I think being humble is one of the most important things a person can be in life, right? It's very, very easy to only focus on yourself and do what's best for you. But it's sometimes difficult to say, like, hey, you know, I could still do what's best for me and help other people. And I think entrepreneurship is such a good way to do that. And I think starting your own business and starting your own venture, whether it be business, art, or anything that has an impact on individuals and can help you also live, if it works out, like, you know, make a living, is great. So, you know, whenever I talk to people about, you know, starting their own companies and stuff like that, if they have some questions, you know, I tell them, just find something that has impact, right? Find something that has impact. Because if you can make an impact on individuals, it will grow, in my opinion. Even if it may not grow to something that you imagined, right? It may be much smaller than you imagined. But what matters is you make an impact on people. And I think that's just, you know, the really my focus now in life. You know, I don't know. I've never had a full-time job out of college. I'm still looking. You know, we're in an era where the job market is very bad. It's, you know, over 50 million people unemployed. And, you know, everything is kind of still shut down. So it's just a very difficult world right now. And I've been listening to more and more podcasts and reading articles about, you know, trying to find a silver lining in a sense of all this negativity and this, you know, sadness and this, you know, honestly disappointment in the world to a degree about what has happened. You know, some things we can control and some things we can't, but it's just sad to see all this destruction and death and illness. It's just sad to see. But I think what it has done is kind of brought us down to be more human and understand that we are all the same. And you know, we need to help each other in some way or shape of, you know, some form every day if you can. Don't only think about yourself. You know, I remember in the beginning of the pandemic, people were hoarding food, people were hoarding, you know, toilet paper and stuff like that. And I was like, you know, I understand to a degree you want to help your family and you want to help yourself, fine. But just sometimes you need to step back and say, like, hey, maybe there's someone out there that needs it more than me, you know? I realize more and more my privilege in life. You know, I think, you know, at a young age, you know, when you were 5 or, you know, even when you're even 13, it's kind of hard to realize your privilege because you kind of live in this bubble almost. You see everything in your eyes. But once you start to, you know, read and kind of meet new people and you kind of realize how privileged you are, even though you may have not thought you were privileged. There's so many different ways one can be privileged, right? You know, some people are more privileged than me, right, in different ways. It's not just about how much money you have. It's not just about the color of your skin. It's not just about the location you live. There's so many different ways you are privileged. And, you know, it's sometimes hard to realize this. You shouldn't be upset. That's one thing I want to say. I don't think you should be upset with your privilege. I don't think you should feel guilty or angry with yourself that you have this privilege. I think you need to recognize your privilege and be humble about it and recognize that you should use this privilege to help other individuals. And my means is entrepreneurship, right? I feel like I've been a little bit enlightened to a degree of, you know, community and being supportive of one another and being positive. And I want to bring that to other people. I want to show other people the impact that this could have. And I want my users in the future to be able to, you know, impact other people positively, like how I am trying to do so. So I think when we're talking about privilege and stuff like that, I think we need to recognize it as individuals, and, you know, see how we can use our privilege and our position in life to help others. You know, it's very easy to say that you're going to do A, B, and C. It's very easy to share things and talk about things, but it's more important to actually work on it. And I'm going back to entrepreneurship, and I'm going back, you know, to overall the power of business to help individuals. If that's the goal of the founders, and the team, you know, I think that's the most amazing thing people can do, because, you know, it provides jobs. It you know, stimulates the economy. It helps other people be inspired. You know, we need to work together, not against each other. And I think, you know, I've spoken about this, I think, previously as well. I know I say that a lot, but I kind of repeat a lot of the topics if you've listened to my other podcasts, is that money has perverted a lot of things, right? Money is something that is a fiction, right? It's not human nature, right? Human nature is compassion and understanding and socialization. It's not money. Now, is there desire in human nature? Of course there's desire in human nature. That's a huge part of human nature. But money kind of is what we desire nowadays, because it makes us more prominent in the pack, if that makes sense. It makes us more prominent in society. But I believe there's a different way you could become prominent, by being impactful and making people happy when you're around them. And I don't think this is something new, because, you know, I know people in my life, and I know who are older than me, and I know stories about individuals who have done this, who are famous, you know, in books and stuff like that, in history, that have made their main life focus to make a positive impact on other people's lives and be a joy to be around with. Is it easier said than done? Yes, it is. I'm not perfect. I'm sometimes not, you know, the most positive person, and I'm not someone who's always going to be happy and make people smile. I'm not like that. I'm not perfect. But if I can remind myself constantly in moments where I can do that, that's what's important, to remind yourself and to work towards it as much as possible. Because all individuals can, you know, improve themselves to some degree. And you could start small. You could start by, you know, if someone posts a photo on Instagram, let's say, write a nice comment, because that's going to make their day. You know, if you, you know, want to start a business, you know, and to make money, try to think about, how am I impacting other people? Not how am I making money, but how am I impacting other people? Because I truly believe that, you know, obviously my company's not successful now, but I truly believe if you are focused on the individual and how you are impacting that individual, the rest will come, right? The rest will come. People will use your app, you know, you'll get revenue and you'll make money. You'll make money in the end of the day. But if you go into something just to make money, you may make money, but in all honesty, I think that in the long run, you're going to be a little bit lost about what the purpose is, right? You have all this money, you have billions and billions of dollars, let's say, and you're like, what am I doing with it? Like, what am I doing with it? What do I have to show, you know? And I mean, I think every business, in the end of the day, most businesses have a positive impact. You know, even the Amazons and the Facebooks, who have been criticized for their tactics, they've had a very positive impact on the world, right? Think about how many jobs Amazon gives. Think about how many jobs Facebook gives. Think about how many new products are being sold on Amazon, and people are making money off that, right? Think about how many brands have been built on Amazon. Think about how many people have been connected on Facebook, you know? So I think it's very easy, again, I spoke about this before. It's very easy to look at the negatives in life, right? It's very easy to criticize and to say that something is wrong and call people out and make people feel bad and, you know, just always look for the negatives. It's very, very easy to say that, do that. But I think the key is to try to focus on the positive things. Because if you can hone in on the positive things, over time, the positive things will outweigh the negative things, right? You know, if you constantly tell someone that they're bad, right? Constantly tell them that they're wrong. They're not going to ever get better because they're always going to think that they're wrong, right? You know, think about how people are bullied when they're young. You know, I was bullied to a degree. It's like you tell them that someone that they're weird, they're wrong, they're this, they're that, they're this like that. Over time, they're going to believe that it's true. And it may be true to a degree. No one's saying that it's not true to a degree. Sometimes there are situations where, you know, critical feedback is true. No one's saying do not be critical about individuals when necessary. But try to also look at the positive things, right? You know, instead of saying you're bad, say like, hey, you know, you've done a really great job and I've seen how enthusiastic you are about the idea, but I think we need to work on, you know, how you execute your ideas, you know, in a business sense. Or, hey, you know, I really, you know, love your outfit and I really, you know, love, you know, your hair and you always smile and you have such a great personality. But, you know, I think you've gained a few pounds and I think, you know, I would love to help work out with you and just, you know, make you healthy. If you'd like, you know, there's a way to come across with what you want to say because you care about the person, right? If you want to criticize people, right, you always have to remember that if you're criticizing them, you have to care about them. Don't criticize someone if you don't care about them. Because if you're just going to say like you're stupid and you just leave, what's the point? You're just going to make that person feel bad. But if you genuinely care about the person and you see something wrong, right, and you want to help them, then by all means, tell them. Don't let them think that everything is okay when everything is not okay. I think that's the biggest thing, you know, when it comes to criticizing individuals is fine. But there's two things you need to remember is how you format that and how you articulate that. And also what is your intention, right? If your intention is to make someone feel bad, then just go focus on your own life because there's no need to hate on people who you don't care about. You're just hurting them. There's no point. But if you genuinely care about someone and you see an issue, by all means, tell them, but articulate it the right way. I'm kind of going off on different tangents. I'm not really sticking with one topic, but I do that a lot. I just talk and, you know, I just wanted to say that, you know, when we talk about criticizing individuals, I think that you can have a very positive impact on doing that when you're trying to help them, when you articulate it the right way as well. And that just goes back to like my purpose of like trying to spread positivity and do good. And I don't know what's going to come about in life. I don't know what I'm going to do exactly. I just know that, you know, I'll always have it in the back of my mind, how am I impacting other people, right? And I see a lot of this in life where people say that like, oh yeah, I care about all these people. I really care about this and that. I want to make a positive impact, but it's not a lot of doing. They just say these things. They just say that they're going to do things and then they're hypocritical. So like, I don't know. They're like, here's an example. Like you'll tell someone don't eat donuts or don't smoke, but like you'll go and smoke a cigarette after you tell them don't smoke. Right. And maybe you want to make them a better person because you're not good. But if you're coming across as the bigger person and you know, the better person that someone should listen to should be you're their inspiration. Like you want to try to be inspirational. Don't be a hypocrite. Human beings, you know, especially including myself, not especially, I think I'm pretty good at this, are hypocritical. They do things that go against their word, their image, if that makes sense. Like they'll portray an image online and they'll portray an image in life to make themselves look good. But behind doors and what they do even directly to individuals, you know, are worse. You know, it's not who they are. I mean, an interesting thing is, you know, Ellen, I don't know a full story, but Ellen is, I guess, what used to be known as a very positive woman, and very, you know, happy talk show host, and everyone loved her. Like, how do you not love Ellen? But now all this stuff is coming out that she's a very bad person and she's very mean. I don't know if it's true, but if you could take anything from this, is that everything you see in life is not always true. It's not always true. And you need to open your eyes to what's true and what's not, and focus on yourself. Focus on what you're doing, not on what other people are doing. You know, how are you impacting other people? Not necessarily how other people are impacting other people. So just to sum up the podcast, because I didn't want to make this too long. I'm trying to, cut my podcast a little bit so it can be a little bit short and sweet. Always have the ability to criticize people. Always feel free to tell people the truth. Don't lie to them. Don't say something that is going to hurt them in the long run because it's not true, right? If you see an issue with someone that you care about, tell them. But remember to articulate it the right way, right? Start with a positive affirmation and talk about how you care and want to help this individual, and tell them, and then insert the negative thing. Say, you are really good at this. You know, you're doing a great job here, but you need some improvement here. I would love to help you, right? Put yourself in their shoes. Get involved. Don't just say something and walk away, right? That's one thing I really don't like. I don't like when people say stuff and just walk away. Am I a victim? Do I do this sometimes? Of course. As I said, I'm not a perfect individual. I'm not saying that I do this all the time, but I always try to remind myself to try to be by the person's side. Like, if there's an issue, I try to help them and understand. Because in the long run, if they understand what you're trying to get across, you'll be less annoyed and there'll be less problems, especially in business and just any in relationships, right? Number two is, even if it's not your purpose in life, you may have a different purpose in life. Maybe your purpose in life is to make as much money as possible and become as famous as possible, whatever. I really don't judge. It's your choice. But try remember how you are impacting people, okay? Try to think about this action. How am I going to impact people, right? If I have $10, can I impact someone with that $10? Can I give a dollar to someone who doesn't have the same privileges as me to get that $10? Like, how can I impact other people? And it doesn't have to be with money. It doesn't have to be through charity. It can be anything, right? It can be a simple message in the day saying, hey, how are you? Or, hey, I really love your clothes. Or, hey, I really love to hang out with you and work on this with you and help you with this, Make a positive impact on people. I've started a company, Weagle, which is an app. It's a for-profit company. It's going to hopefully make money, and I'll make money from that. But it's a very strong mission. And I've done both. I've really, if the user succeeds and Weagle are achieving their goals, we as a company succeed, right? So, I've kind of leveled the playing fields of both situations. And I think anyone can do this if they think hard enough of how can I positively impact my life as well as positively impact other people. Because remember, if you spread positivity, you're going to get positivity back. And then third, just always remember your privilege. I think, and be humble about what you have. I think the biggest thing us human beings can do is understand one another as human beings, right? Especially during this time. Everyone, it's funny because you look at like celebrities and you look at, people who are rich and stuff as different individuals, but at the end of the day, they're just human, right? There's no different kind of beings living amongst us as other than dogs and cats and whatever, So there's something to be said about that you need to remember all the time, that everyone is human, and you have to remember that not everyone is born in the same privileges. And even though you may not recognize your privileges, sometimes you need to sit down with yourself and say like, hey, I'm actually privileged because I live in America, because I don't have to be afraid of missiles falling on my head. Or, hey, I'm very privileged because I can turn on the tap on and get fresh water. Or, hey, I'm very privileged because I have 3 meals a day and I can go to the supermarket and buy what I want. Or, hey, I'm very privileged because I have clothes that I can wear and I have a toilet and I have, I've had an education. You have to remember that even though like we're talking about, different privileges based on, in America, right? Us Americans are extremely privileged compared to the rest of the world. You don't understand what people are living in. You really don't. a huge percentage of the population is living in poverty and without running water and living in very, very disgusting conditions. And their lifespan is very short. Now, we're getting much better and better every year because we're noticing how to fix this issue. But people need to also remember that the littlest things are privileges, right? Being able to go to sleep at night and not be afraid of, you know, war and you know, having a family, a healthy family, and having your own health, by the way, is something that we take for granted almost every day. And we always say like, oh, yeah, my life sucks, or oh, this, you know, there's nothing positive happening. And I do this a lot. Like, I honestly sometimes just think like, oh, life is bad. And I hate myself for it. I look back on myself and I say, I hate myself for it, because you need to remember that even though everything is bad, you have so much that's good. And that's one thing I just want to hone in on, that, you know, privilege is such a big thing that people need to recognize. And it's not just wealth. It's not just race. It's not just location. It's everything, right? It's everything about who you are and that you are far from ordinary, right? Everyone is unique and everyone has their own privileges, and we need to recognize that and kind of just work together. And I really hope you take something from this podcast, and this video. I appreciate your time. Thank you.